From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Even though it's under a new administration, the EPA continues to underestimate the biodiesel industry. That's according to the COO of the National Biodiesel Board. Doug Whitehead calls it a familiar scenario after a recent proposal to further reduce the total renewable fuel volume requirements for biomass-based diesel over the next 2 years. He tells Brownfield the EPA possesses data verifying the U.S. biodiesel industry is capable of producing 4.2 billion gallons annually. The proposed cuts are nearly a half billion. Research is underway to match cow genetics to their environment. The University of Missouri is leading the USDA-funded study, where Professor Jared Decker tells Brownfield all previous genetic evaluations have been done on a national basis. But the goal of this multi-state research is to create tailored and specific genomic predictions based on environment. The U.S. keeps trade friction with Canada simmering by filing a new version of a trade complaint over Canada wine retailing. According to the World Trade Organization, the new WTO complaint heats a dispute the U.S. launched in January, challenging Canada over rules for wine retailing in British Columbia grocery stores. The complaint accuses Canada of breaking WTO rules by giving unfair advantage to BC wines by allowing them to be sold on regular grocery store shelves, while U.S. wines are placed in a separate area or a so-called store within a store. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.